News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock. It's 54. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Cloudy, a few rain showers this morning. Temps starting out right now in the lower 50s, but dropping to the middle 30s throughout the day. Tonight, cloudy, a few snow flurries down to 27. And then tomorrow, cloudy, a few snow flurries in the morning, a high 32. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
As the partial shutdown of the federal government nears a week running now, how could farmers in the state be impacted? Well, USDA payments to Michigan farmers could be put on hold for starters as a result. Michigan Agribusiness Association President Jim Byram says the impact of a missed payment could be significant.
It's the majority of farmers in Michigan grow soybeans, an awful lot of them, and that's what the primary aid is aimed toward, are the loss of soybean exports. That's what the trade adjustment payments are for. So it'll be an awful lot of farmers. Pretty much every farmer across the state grows a few soybeans.
Byram says it's not just the trade war with China that's hurting Michigan farmers, as exports are down across the globe.
A beloved elementary school principal here in Southwest Michigan has died after suffering complications from what was called routine knee surgery. Heather Nash had been principal at Patrick Hamilton Elementary School in Dowagiac for over a decade and had surgery earlier this month. The school district rallied around her over the past week, holding a prayer vigil Sunday night at the school. Nash died yesterday morning, and grief counselors were brought into the school yesterday afternoon for students and staff members. Her funeral arrangements are pending.
The Lincoln Township Police Department says it's been able to identify the four suspects who robbed the Meijer of Stevensville last week. The department Wednesday posted to its Facebook page saying the suspects responsible for the armed robbery of Meijer have been identified. This is all the information that we can release at this point. They told us yesterday afternoon more information would be released soon. The robbery at the Meijer on Red Earl Highway happened last Wednesday around 12:30 in the morning. Four suspects, three men and a woman, were seen stealing electronics, and when they were confronted by store personnel, one of them pulled a gun. They then got away. We'll keep you up to date on the investigation as police release more information.
Due to the unpredictable winter weather and costs, the city of Buchanan discontinuing its annual Winter Thrill on the Hill event. The Winter Thrill on the Hill featured sledding down the big hill downtown, partly on snow produced on site. In a statement released yesterday, the city said it was a difficult decision and it had to be made to end the Winter Thrill on the Hill because of the weather and the cost to replace and repair equipment needed to build and put on the event. However, it adds the Summer Thrill on the Hill is still a go. That event will take place in August.
A reveal party for the first season of Benton Harbor's new Ghostlight Theater will be held Sunday. Ghostlight Executive Director Martha Hess tells us they've got big plans for 2019 and all will be announced to donors at Sunday's shindig.
We will reveal the four, possibly five productions that we are going to be doing. I'm on my way to a meeting shortly to determine the fifth one. And we also have a Broadway celebrity who is coming to Benton Harbor to open our theater in June.
Hess says the renovations at the theater at a former industrial building on Hinckley Street are ahead of schedule thanks to donors.
It has certainly taught us that there's community support and involvement and people are enthusiastic, even more than we had anticipated.
Hess wouldn't give us clues about the Broadway celebrity who will be on hand for June's grand opening, but did say we probably have heard of that person. All will be revealed on Sunday.
There's a lot of newly minted millionaires in the state this year.
Michigan has 44 new millionaires as a result of Michigan lottery wins so far this year. The agency says that includes a Sault Ste. Marie man who became the latest instant millionaire with the grand prize in the $4 million winner instant game this week. Players this year took in a record $2.2 billion in prize money from the Michigan lottery. Officials say those winners have new homes and cars, luxury vacations, financial security for the rest of their life as their top plans for the money. The biggest jackpot won in the state was $9.64 million in the Lotto 47 on October 10th. That was split by two men, one from Bay and one from Macomb counties. I'm Michael Arney reporting.
WSJM News Time 6:04. It's 54. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was up 260. NASDAQ gained 25. S&P 500 up 21. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is optimistic.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes. Whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation, May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us, because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time, 6:05, 54 degrees with a new governor, attorney general, and Michigan House and Senate set to take office in the new year. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is optimistic for 2019. Chamber President and CEO Rich Studley says they're glad it won't be an election year.
As we look at what many of the candidates who were successful in their campaigns talked about, there's been a lot of discussion about working together on talent, both talent attraction and retention. There's been a lot of discussion about workforce development, especially making sure that high school graduates who don't want to go on to college are ready to enter the world of work.
Studley says since Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer promised to fix the damn roads, he hopes she and the legislature will work to do that in the first part of the year. He supports a tunnel for Enbridge's Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac, although Whitmer does not and says he believes the utility corridor is better than doing nothing and a safer option.
Governor Snyder has vetoed a bill that would have created a new system in Michigan for abandoning unwanted babies.
Under the baby box bill, there would be locked boxes throughout Michigan that would trigger an alarm when a child is left inside. Under this bill, mothers could abandon their babies inside the box for up to 30 days after birth. Under Michigan's current law, mothers can abandon babies up to 3 days after they're born, but it has to be done into the hands of a policeman or fireman or at a hospital. In his veto, Governor Snyder said he didn't think it was appropriate or safe for children to be left alone and not into the hands of a person. Sandra McNeil, Michigan News Network.
We could learn the fate of struggling retailer Sears today.
Sears has until 4 p.m. Eastern Time Friday to receive bids to get out of bankruptcy. Chairman Eddie Lampert has proposed putting forward more than $4.5 billion for a bid, but has yet to submit the paperwork. Sears advisors have until next week to decide if there's a qualified bidder. If none are given approval, the 125-year-old retailer could be on the fast track to liquidation. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Guatemala has sent an official diplomatic note to the Trump administration demanding answers on the death of an 8-year-old boy who died in U.S. custody.
The Guatemalan foreign minister sent the note to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo requesting the U.S. share details from an investigation into the boy's death. Customs and Border Patrol announced he fell sick and died on Monday after being in their custody. It's the second death of a child this month. Guatemala says it is also working to have his body repatriated to his family as soon as possible. The State Department did not respond to requests for comment because of the government shutdown. Connor Finnegan, ABC News.
Macaulay Culkin's got a new middle name of sorts.
From now on, you can call him Macaulay Culkin. The Home Alone star ran a contest on his website, bunnyears.com, saying he wasn't crazy about his given middle name, his Carson, by the way, and inviting fans to submit ideas for a new one. The top vote-getter of Culkin's favorite submissions was Macaulay Culkin. Other top five finishers include Publicity Stunt, The McRib is Back, and Shark Week. Culkin promises he'll make the name change legal. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. In the NHL, Pittsburgh beat the Red Wings 5-2, the Blackhawks over Minnesota 5-2, College Bowl, Independence Bowl, Duke over Temple 56-27, in the Pinstripe Bowl, Wisconsin beating Miami 35-3, in the Texas Bowl, Baylor beating Vanderbilt 45-38.
So did I understand that right? His new middle name is Macaulay Culkin?
That's right.
So it's going to be Macaulay Culkin.
This is exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Were these and other stories? Some that don't make any sense at all. Log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:09. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on. Brought to